Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers.
And welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whisperers, I hope you are ready for this episode today. I have to apologize to you guys because we had such a situation that was kind of like weird because we had fire alarms scheduled and everything that took us away from the air last week. So I apologize to you guys, and I hope you can hear me because there was a little kind of backup on the playback and everything that we couldn't even really get into the studio correctly this afternoon. But guess what? Your girl is on top of this right now. Don't forget, I'd love for you to call in with your questions, and you can call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us. Guess what? They have put a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes. So this way you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to elaborate on something or even go in a little bit deeper, you know your girl monitors a great chat box. So look, did you get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? You know, January, how refreshing this would be if it was springtime. And, you know, maybe you guys made the same cocktail that was in our newsletter for last week for this week. I know I did, and it's wonderful. And if you didn't get your cocktail or your mocktail, please make sure that you subscribe to our newsletter. There's a live link in the chat box. So make sure that you go over there and you tap that link and subscribe, because I'm telling you, there are some great things coming along the pike that you're not going to want to miss. I can't even begin to tell you. So let's get into today's discussion. Oof, dealing with insecurities in your relationship. You know, I like to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning and a definition. So, you know, this is no different. So we're going to get the meaning of insecurities. That's an uncertainty or anxiety about oneself, a lack of confidence. Ooh, let me give that to you again. So insecurities, it means an uncertainty or anxiety about oneself, a lack of confidence. Whisperers, in any relationship, both partners need to feel secure. And you know what? That's just a fact. And also, we want to feel protected. But sometimes there may be insecurities that creep up that can cause problems in the relationship. And see, insecurities can be a major hindrance in your relationship and can significantly impact the love and affection between partners. I know. Oh, my goodness. See, what people don't understand is that these insecurities actually can be like snipers and just kind of wipe out the love totally. See, Whisperers, insecurities are like that huge, ugly green, orange, maybe yellow, and pink couch that's sitting in a well-manicured, beautiful, beautifully put-together modern home, clean lines and chic style. Now imagine that. Imagine if you came in and you saw this beautiful home that everything was just pristine and gorgeous, and all of a sudden you come into the room and you see this horrible, like, ugly puke green color with orange, yellow, pink, even maybe have some polka dots, flowers, and everything else in it. You would just be blown away. Or, you know what, maybe it's the large elephant that is sitting in the middle of the room that no one wants to actually acknowledge is taking up all the room, sucking up all the air, and making everyone feel uncomfortable. Now, that's realistic, and that's a reality for many. See, whisperers, insecurities can stem from a various source and variety of sources, and such as past experiences, self-esteem issues, or even societal pressures and unrealistic expectations or expectations that haven't been upheld or fulfilled or met can actually put these insecurities into a relationship. See, I know a lot of times when I have discussions like this or I'm working with clients, I hear a variety of things. And sometimes when people are insecure, it's nothing that even the person themselves have done or the mate has done, but it's just something in them that is making them feel so self-conscious, and maybe they feel like they don't look good enough or they're not good enough or smart enough for that person. But in a place, in a space, we have to step back sometimes to realize that we are conjuring up these feelings. Notice the words. Notice what I just said. See, regardless of the source, insecurities can cause partners to question their own worth. Questioning their worth, questioning their ability to really be in a relationship. Are they worthy of love? Are they worthy to be with you? Should I? Could I? All those things start to play in their mind like a broken record. And then it ends up leading to feelings of jealousy, mistrust, and resentment. Ooh, Lord. See, one of the most significant ways in which insecurities can wear away love is through the creation of a toxic environment. And, you know, I had somebody say, oh, this word toxic is the new little phrase of 2023, the end of 2022 coming into 2023. Well, let me just tell you guys something. That word toxic is real. That word toxic is not some kind of catch little phrase or something that's just thrown around, but it's very real. And unfortunately, it also is poisoning and contaminating relationships at a very high level, stifling and sniping them away. So you might be asking, what does that mean or even look like? Or how is it that it does this, or what is it exactly? See, the toxic environment may manifest in ways like causing a partner to become overly controlling. See? Or possessive, like ownership, and critical of the other, or critical of each other, or one mate has to live up to certain expectations that are unrealistic, which is creating a negative and draining atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And when one partner feels constantly criticized, it can cause them to lose their confidence and self-esteem. It can cause them to lose that feeling of love. It can make them lose that feeling of security. Remember, we had that discussion about security and insecurities, and we're going to be doing more digging into this topic as we go forward, because there's other avenues and other things that cause people to feel insecure too. As a matter of fact, we're going to touch on one major one next week. So you're going to want to come back, because I'm telling you, this season is building, and it's going to be building on your relationships that are going to cause you to start to really take deeper looks into your love and into your commitment and into your vow and into that walk into why and how. Woo! I'm giving Dr. Seuss a run for his money today. You know, I know when I deal with clients that have insecurities in their relationship, they seem to always lack trust and mutual respect between their partner, and which leads to the breakdown of communication and understanding. See, when one partner is constantly doubting the other's love and commitment, it can cause them to become distant or withdrawn from the relationship. So imagine that you constantly are browbeating or constantly placing these doubts into a person. It only can really start to put that wedge in there. And it only can start to really start to alienate affection. I think we also have to address one of the largest reasons in relationships that causes insecurities is infidelity and cheating. And see, this causes constant anxiety that possibly this can and will happen again. And so see, that's why next week's episode is going to be so important to listen to. Or sometimes even when this happens, that infidelity comes up, what could I have done differently? What could I have changed? Or what do I need to do better in myself? Or all of a sudden you see clients or people wearing their hair in a different color, or all of a sudden, you know, they're just trying to lose all this weight or putting all this pressure on them, and it's building up until what happens? It breaks. And that's what insecurity comes in. It's just debilitating. See, I want us to get into signs of insecurity. I want us to be able to really kind of digest this conversation in such a way, almost like if we had a 7-course meal today. So our master keys will address how to overcome those insecurities. But I think before we even do that, we need to go to a quick commercial break. And we'll get right into this. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous. Oh, thank you so much and welcome back. So before the break, I stated we were going to get into signs of insecurities in a relationship. Now, you may want to take note of where we are because I think right now it's about 3:12. So you can really pin mark this part of the episode. And I always tell you all to come ready and equipped with your keychains. And don't forget that you need your master keys with you at all times, because every time we get new master keys, they build on the ones that we already have, because sometimes they work in conjunction with each other. And so for us to really be able to master or to get the understanding of how we are to move, we have to be willing to use those keys effectively. So first and foremost, we're going to get into this first one. And you may notice some of these signs or all of these signs if you have or you're dealing with someone that has insecurities, or even if you have insecurities. And this is the other thing. Sometimes we have to take a discussion and we have to apply it to self before we apply it to anyone else. Because sometimes we need to do some of that refinement and that fine work on ourselves. So then we can pivot, change, and start to implement things to make that relationship start to bloom and blossom. So don't forget, this is your garden. You're cultivating your soil. And to do that, it requires work. So then all things will start to grow in that garden correctly and healthy. So first, have you ever noticed difficulty with intimacy? This is something can be very present in new relationships, but it also can be very present in relationships that have been established for a while. Or when a partner is very insecure with their own bodies or their body, and possibly they have had past experiences that they are still weighed down and under, so they have that difficulty with intimacy. That's the first sign of someone that is struggling with certain insecurities. The next sign is the ever so horrible green-eyed monster. Yes, jealousy. You don't trust your mate fully. You may feel insecure about your partner's exes or tempted to check on their whereabouts constantly. You're almost better than the FBI, the CIA, and any of those other government agencies. You overthink how a young lady's hand your partner his change or his coffee in the morning, or because she puts a certain pattern or signs his name with a smile, is something else that's read into that. Or maybe the waiter is kind to your mate and compliments her on how lovely she looks, and, oh, it must be something. Oh, there's something going on. See, jealousy, some jealousy is nice. Some jealousy is good, though. Sometimes you may be like, oh, see, I'm looking at you. Mm-hmm. I know he wants you. But that's not just overdoing it, and it's in a way that he knows and he's secure that you look good, or she knows and feels that you look good, or maybe she look at the girl because she is looking a little hard, like, mm-hmm, he's with me, you know, and then we keep it moving and laughing. But it's not to a point that it becomes debilitating, and it becomes now the new thing of, like, I will follow you, I will stalk you, and don't even think about even looking over there at that lady over there. See, that's unhealthy. And then the next one is that they have low self-confidence. See, a lack of self-confidence marked by negative self-talk, putting themselves down. And it often bleeds into your relationship and making you rely on a partner becoming codependent, that you constantly need attention, constantly need reassurance, constantly need validation. See, those are signs that we have to be careful of. Excuse me, hold on a second. I had to take a little sip of my drink. Ooh, something was tickling my throat. Sorry, guys. So we have to be very careful about that. And we have to be cognizant of certain things, too. And that if we notice our mates are struggling with a little something, because sometimes even in life, you can become a little lacking in confidence. Maybe you've gained a little weight, or maybe you feel that you're getting a little older. But, you know, sometimes just to be reassured of, like, babe, you still look great. You're doing good, babe. We work on this weight thing together. Don't worry. We got this. It builds that self-confidence in that mate. And the fourth one that you got to look out for is this: over or strongly overreacting. Over or just strongly reacting. Being that insecurities stem from low self-worth, many have a tendency in that space and place to overreact to comments your partner makes that unintentionally trigger that sensitivity. And it makes you even on pins and needles, like you feel like you got to kind of tiptoe around your mate. See, we have to be careful that these aren't signs that we are displaying or even our mates may be displaying. So have you said something and your partner just takes it to the left and you're just standing there like, what just happened? Where am I? But unfortunately, these are some of the major signs, and we see with insecurities are pulse of a relationship. See, security is that pulse. It's like when you put your finger and it's pounding, that's what the pulse is of your relationship. Remember our conversation and the discussion we had about our branding. How are we building our brands in our relationship? Are they secure? Are they sure? Are they having all these little weak spots that we didn't even take care of or acknowledge? And lo and behold, our brand is not as strong as we think it is or was. See, these are elements that I'd really need you to really start to look at. because people's relationships are imploding quicker and quicker nowadays. You know, I had a discussion with someone, and they said that nowadays couples come into a marriage and they have a contingency plan of, well, if it doesn't work, that's okay. I have a divorce lawyer on call. What kind of contingency plan is that? Now, talk about building on insecurities right there, that you have a contingency plan that, you know, I got me an out. How does that make a person feel secure? How does that make a person feel stable, or that they really can build anything with you? See, we have to be willing to really look at things and see what we're placing in our relationships. This is where you need to pin mark the episode now here too. And you can come back if you miss any of the master keys that I'm going to be giving out from this point forward. It's 3:21 right now. So we're going to get some of these master keys going so we can now start to build on that secure foundation. See, before I needed you to recognize some of those key elements of insecurity. Because, see, you may need to come back and make sure that you are not manifesting any of those, or you're not exhibiting those qualities. Because sometimes we have to do a self-evaluation, a recheck, and come back. Because it's just like if you have a car, you constantly are doing maintenance so you can continue to drive your car. So if you want to continue to build on your love and build on your relationship, it requires that you start to do the maintenance work that is going to give you that longevity. See, in order to overcome insecurities in a relationship, it's important for partners to address the root cause of their insecurities. Yeah, it's true. See, the first master key goes back to our episode on Friday, January 27th, learning to communicate effectively. Now, if you didn't listen to that episode, I want you to go back and listen to that episode. And this is why I tell you, Whisperers, to bring all your master keys to a discussion, because in the episode, the first master key that I gave out to you all was to, in prioritizing communication. So that means that you and your partner, your mate, or your significant other need to talk frequently with each other to ensure that you remain on the same page. Remain. But see, sometimes we may be on a different page from our mate, and they're nowhere near that page whatsoever. So it requires that we continue to communicate, we continue to really effectively use that way of communicating with each other and talking openly with each other so we can come onto the same page, or we're at least in sync with the page that you're on, which will alleviate concerns that they aren't encourage them to communicate their needs as well as their wants and their fears. See, when you have an open channel of communication, it's not always about all of the high points. And sometimes that's what you hear in relationships, that they talk about their accomplishments, the high points. And, you know, I love that in our family, we always talk about the positive of our day and then the pit of our day. It's what we could hear what each other had to struggle with, or how we can support each other, or what we may need to even fortify each other to keep it going. And we do this and we tap in with each other to find out every day. And it's funny because we have these kind of discussions when we're at dinner. And we're sitting there, and where everybody's undivided, they have their undivided attention around that table because there's no devices at the table. We're sitting there laughing and talking with each other. We play certain games to ask certain questions or bring up a conversation topic. How are you communicating and tapping into that deeper essence of your relationship? In this episode, we also learned about communication styles, if you remember. And we want to make sure we understand our mate's communication style so we can clearly address things without causing tempers to flare or making our partners feel even more insecure about their feelings or their thoughts, or knowing that we don't want to laugh something off that really may significantly impact our mate. And sometimes you have to be careful not to downplay your mate's feelings or even concerns. Sometimes that validation is just a little bit of something they need because maybe they felt a little insecure, but they've come to you openly and they've discussed this with you. See, Whispers, this discussion today is like the prime rib dinner for our relationships. Now, I'm not a beef eating person, but I know that they say that's the top of the top cut of meat. So what is the prime of your relationship? What does it mean for you to really start to pivot and change the way that maybe you're communicating with your mate? So your second master key is this. You got to start looking at your relationships objectively. Try to evaluate any recent arguments you've had with your partner from an outside perspective. Consider the way these challenges may have stemmed from one of your personal insecurities or maybe your mate's personal insecurities. And then realize that sometimes when people have insecurities, these little hiccups and these arguments come up, but we being objective or looking at it objectively means and requires that you look at your relationship without partiality, being impartial. I know that probably sounds like, what? But it's true. It's really true. Whispers, I have to tell you guys something. Sometimes when I have these discussions, it tickles me because I say certain things because when I deal with people, I'm always in a space and a place that there's no judgment. It's impartial, and it has that impartiality, and it's objectively looked at. Because so many things in our lives that we go through can be looked at or judged in such a harsh manner. That sometimes we need our partners or our mates or your person, to be able to walk with you without that judgment. To walk with you and say, hey, look, I got you. It's all right. I got you. And sometimes when you just have somebody that gets you, oof, it's powerful. So powerful that it can change everything, or that insecurity into you just being able to walk with your head up, your chin held high, and knowing that you have someone that's rocking with you right by your side. Discussions like this just empower me. I feel such energy inside of me, which, you know, one of the discussions that still resonates so deep with me that we had came on our Friday, January 20th. And it goes back to that branding, right? See, when we know our branding, we can look at our relationships objectively without bias. And you have to go back and do the necessary work to get that brand just so. Now, I'm going to make you guys laugh because I'm going to take this so you all can really understand how it is with branding. So when I started in my business, we had a certain look to our company, and our colors and our how we move was just so intentional and just clear. It had such clear intention. And we had moved away from it a little bit because some people were like, oh, you need to change it up and do this, that, and the other. But literally since the new year started, we went back to our original branding. And literally it has resonated and really connected with our La Pazians because, see, that's who they know us to be. And so in turn, we had to go back and work on our brand connection again. So it would be solidified and really be identified with who we are. And so in turn, isn't it just as important for us to do the same with our mates? It's exactly the same. Because see, when we do that, it leads us into our third master key. See, it kind of gets us rolling, and it sends us into try to use self-reflection. Woof! Try to locate the root of your low self-esteem in this relationship and identify the triggers, identify why you feel a certain way. Don't cast it, but look at it. Sometimes it requires that we stop and we look in that mirror. Remember I told you the power of self-talk, that we have to sit there and sometimes we have to talk to ourselves? It's the same difference when we're refining ourselves. When we're removing certain elements that we don't want to be identified with, it requires that we take that deep penetrating self-look, self-reflection, self-awareness. Stop. Love. And have freedom. Remember that acronym? Remember that acronym that we had from our episode? That was literally when we was building our growth mindset, that we have to stop sometimes to be able to evaluate where we need to move and how we have to strategize to exit from the negativity, which will allow us to move into that L, which is the love, to love ourselves and elevate ourselves a little bit past the scarce mindset that gives us the freedom to openly run into our relationship with our mates and to see that it's worth building upon and removing and letting go of the insecurities. There's no secure space in that whatsoever. None. But there is a cure in that word, cure in it. But it requires that you start to implement the keys. So it moves us to that freedom. And that fourth master key, which is powerful, is practicing that self-love. To have a healthy relationship with someone, you need to have a loving one-on-one relationship with Y-O-U. Self-love plus self-care equals security. Let me give it to you again. Self-love plus self-care equals security. Self-care looks and feels different to everyone, and you have to know how to take care of yourself and place your oxygen mask on first before you go and try to rescue someone else. Because if you ever have seen, like, firefighters, they put their oxygen mask on first, and then they go in to rescue those ones that are in need. They don't go run in there and then go, oh, by the way, hold on a second, let me put this mask on. By the time they do that, they could be laying there needing help themselves. So it's the same difference for us as people. We got to be willing to put that mask on. And sometimes it requires that you put your own parachute on too. Because see, if you're free falling and you have no parachute, hello, you're eventually going to make contact. But see, when you have that parachute, you rip that, you just pull that cord and that parachute opens up. And you float. And you get to have that view of where you need to be for that self-care, that self-love that needs to wash over you. See, when you value your time and interest more, your self-confidence will increase. It'll help you to engage in authentic communication. It'll help you to engage with authentic feelings. It will help you to engage in removing insecurity. Because see, it's going to allow you to see that sometimes as that imperfect soul, you are going to be insecure at times, but you're not going to browbeat yourself, and you're going to show yourself self-care so you can start to use those stepping stones to your way to step up to success. That's how important and powerful this discussion is. And I know it's a heavy discussion, and I took it on very much so with my heart and my soul today because I wanted to sit in this space, Whispers, with you so you all have a place and a space of security. So you have a place and a space that someone gets what you're feeling, how you're resonating, how you're trying to move, how you're trying to elevate. I'm just saying we all know that at times there are stumbles. But don't stumble and let yourself lay there. Stumble and get up. Stumble and reach for your mate. Stumble and reach out for help. See, I always tell you all that a link to my calendar is in every last one of the description boxes. And if you need help and you need support, you have to be willing to reach out. But as you reach out, don't forget to put your oxygen mask on so you can have that success and go on and have the recovery and tap into the cure. Because see, it requires different elements of ourselves when it's insecurities. And I know so many people think like, well, you know, but you know, even the best of the best have insecurities. I remember listening to an interview, and it was a well-known football player. And he was saying, like, you know, he didn't feel that he measured up to other players, and, you know, he felt like he wasn't as good, he wasn't as fast, and, you know, he said it was just starting to get him to a point where it was starting to wear on his mind. And he said one day he was out on the field, and the kicker came by and said, "Yo, man, you are doing so good. I mean, you are growing. We see you. Keep up the good work." And he said, in that moment, in that space, he felt like, wow, somebody saw me. He never said that he felt that way. He never really expressed it or anything like that. But literally one of his teammates saw him. But he said what it did, it impacted him in such a way that it gave him a champion mindset of not allowing his insecurities to overrule and take over the gift that he had been given to be able to play this sport. Don't allow insecurities to overrule and take away your relationship. Don't allow insecurities to come in and start to lay root, and then those seeds of or those weeds into your garden, because it will choke out every good thing that you have going on for yourself. And then what benefit are you, even to yourself, to where you want to see yourself going and growing? How does it benefit? It can't. See, Whispers, for us to feel secure in our relationships, it requires that we are transparent and always willing to keep working on ourselves. I love discussions like this and building on our journey because, see, I'm not afraid to have the deep discussion. I'm not afraid to pull the curtains open and throw the blinds up and everything else. Because sometimes we got to be willing to do that so people can see the sunlight. Because, see, insecurities has a dark space and place, but I'm not afraid to throw the curtains open. Because I have to allow the light in so you can start to remove the thorn, the thistles, the weeds, the insecurities. You know, Whispers, I love doing this discussion. And see, dealing with insecurities in relationships requires that open communication, building trust, addressing jealousies, and working on our mind, our heart, our souls, so we can have success. I could go on and on for, you don't even know. Some discussions I have a hard time to cut off so we can really make it in time for our wrap and everything, because these are spaces and the conversations that many people don't want to talk about. Or many people have those blanket conversations and it doesn't go deep enough to really tap into that real core or how it's going to penetrate or how it's going to sit with people. And I'm not afraid to do that because I believe in it. And when I said that I was going to do Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, I literally said that I wanted my message to come out just like when you put a message in a bottle and you cast it out into the ocean, that it would go far and wide. So how do I know that someone maybe overseas didn't need to hear this discussion today because they were struggling with this very, very topic? And it's real feeling. See, it's required that I show up. My mom always said, don't forget to show up and show out. And I always want to do that for you, Whispers. And I always want to bring genuine conversations into our safe zone. And that's what this is our safe zone, where we can talk about anything. And you don't have to worry that I'm going to be judging you or somebody's judging you, because that's not what we're here for. We're here to grow. We're here to pivot, change, elevate, move. Everything that's positive is what this space is about. This is what your girl is about, too. I'm all things positive. I love it. So listen, I'm so grateful to have this discussion today. I know it was a little bit more of a heavier discussion, which, trust me, next week, we've taken on the big one. We're diagnosing a major, major disease, and we're going to step into it, and I'm going to give some master keys over there. So make sure that you bring your key chains with you. It's mandatory. So look, I'd love to connect with you guys off the radio. It's so good to connect with many of you off the radio. It's so nice to have met several of you within the last couple of days even. Thank you so much, and really enjoyed having you guys join me for my live. It was really good to see you guys and see that you all are whisperers putting that in. I was like, wow, that really was exciting to me. So I thank you so much. Don't forget, you can connect with me over on Instagram on both of my pages at whispersinabottle_podcast. Or at La Paz Imaging, and that's LAPAZIMAGEING. So you can get me over at whispersinabottle_podcast or La Paz Imaging. We have our Facebook group, which is at Whisper in a Bottle. Also, we're on Twitter at capital WHIS P-E-R-S, capital B-O-T-T-L-E. You guys, I don't know. I tell you every week how to find us on Twitter, and I can be assured every week we get emails. Where are you on Twitter? Or, oh, I didn't know it was like that. So make sure that you're spelling it correctly. And Whisperers, please remember to please be safe. Take the necessary precautions. Don't forget to check in on your loved ones and check in even on your kids, because children are being bullied and so many times they have depression and they don't know how to talk about it, or they have fears or insecurities that they need to be spoken about as well. So please take the time to do that. Lean into your young ones. And don't forget that we will be back here again next week. It's always so good to be here with you. And if you'd like to work with me one-on-one, don't forget there's a live link in the description box. And please, guys, be safe. My name is Sonia Loray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. All right, guys, take care. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Loray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.